From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters in a rebel-held district of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrels minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a similar attack on Thursday. The observatory said the Syrian government and its Russian ally are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government has denied using barrel bombs. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the United Nations has developed an emergency response plan after his appeal last week for a 48-hour humanitarian pause to deliver UN aid to Aleppo. De Mistura said in a statement Saturday that this was a pilot initiative intended to set the stage for weekly pauses for humanitarian relief. He said there should be no escalation in areas adjacent to or around the area of the pause. The statement said the aid is intended to reach nearly 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo, as well as people in the western part of the city. Also Saturday, Syrian rebels and their families continued evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. 700 rebels and nearly 4,000 civilians will be evacuated from Daraya as part of that deal. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.